means hello or welcome or...
That's right. It's a greeting. It's how we say hello to each other. Yama, how you doing?
How you going, mate?
How you going up there in them city country streets?
Oh, mate, when you get to Wallen tomorrow, you'll really know it. It's a little bit chilly up here, mate.
Only thing I know about Wallen, it's got a beautiful servo where you can go and get some nice food on that trek while you're driving them highways.
Oh, mate, there's plenty of good places to get a tuck in at Wallen, believe you me.
Oh, I can't wait.
Sounds good. You're up here with the Wallamba Tour, Mitch,
yeah,
the Youth Tour.
Yeah,
could you explain to us a little bit about it?
Yeah, on the Wallamba Youth Tour 2024, it's just all about getting on the road and giving back to the next generation and just celebrating and sharing stories and connecting with the next generation and just talking about, you know, what it is to be yourself and to be free in yourself and to just express your uniquely beautiful, incredible self. So we're just out here celebrating, partying, having a great time and just clocking up them kilometres.
Mate, you're going to, do over 100 appearances on this tour?
That's right. There will be over 100 shows and workshops easily by the end of this tour, and you know what, it seems like a lot, but it's something that we're really passionate about, something we really love and do it. And I just feel like, you know, it's one thing to play in front of 80,000 people and play amazing stadiums around the world, but if we're not really giving back to the next generation, what does it all mean at the end of the day? So I'm really pumped to be here, really pumped to be on the road, pour an endless amount of petrol in the car and just having fun with the kids.
That sounds fantastic. How did you get involved with the Wallamba Youth Tour?
Well, it's my tour. I created it. So I've got...
Well, you've had an involvement, yeah.
Yeah, so I've got Wallamba, which is my youth arm, and it stems from one of my songs, pretty much. I got the golden buzzer on Australia's Got Talent, Wallamba, my original, and decided to turn that into sort of a youth-focused arm of, I guess, the Mitch Tambo brand, if you like, or whatever we do with the music, and really just do something that's geared towards, you know, youth and just giving back and creating shows and workshops and retreats and just working out ways we can give back to the next generation. And that's something that I've never wanted to lose sight of or never wanted to forget or let it fall by the wayside. I just think the next generation is really important, and it's really important to just give back and to celebrate and to allow them to have up close and personal encounters and experiences, to get to know you a bit more than, I suppose, just the guy on the TV, that they can see that I'm just another little young brother boy at the time that grew up in the bush, loved swimming in the river, and, you know, through the trials and tribulations in life, was able to get through a couple of things, and it wound me up here.
Mitch, how did you get into the entertainment field?
I had a good mate of mine that one day out of the blue said, "Mitch, you should do music." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Man, you can play a mean didge, you can beatbox, and you can play this drum called a cajon. I think you should get into it." And I said, "Well, I'll buy the equipment. You tell me what to get." And he did that and set it up in my kitchen at the time. I was in a little one-bedroom apartment, two-bedroom apartment. And 7 days later, I ended up writing the Gurumali EP that ended up charting all around the world and had Wallamba in it that got me my first golden buzzer. And just all come from a good friend of mine seeing some talent in me where I didn't even really think to explore it. I was out there very happy at the time, just doing endless cultural shows and being a proud cultural man. That was my thing and still is my thing. But now we've just, it's grown and changed along the way because I had a friend that believed in me and said, "Mitch, you should get into music, man." That's really it. 6 years later, here we are.
Here you are. Well, you mentioned the golden buzzer. I was looking at that again last night and it brought back a lot of memories. And it, you know, it really got the hair on the back of your neck standing up. I didn't know what poor old Manu was going to do. He looked like he was going to fall over, but I got the actual performance. And,
amazing.
It really was amazing. And, of course, you've had so much success since then, in particular with Great Southern Land with Reagan.
Yes. That was another beautiful, I suppose, Aussie classic, if you will, that I was blessed enough to do and had Ivor Davies' approval and blessing, and I got to sing it with Ice House and the man himself at a packed-out MCG, middle of the field. It was pretty incredible, and yeah, it's just crazy to be on this journey, you know. We did a version of Absolutely Everybody and had Mark Holden and Vanessa Morosi give their green tick and thumbs up, because for me it's like, you know, if I'm going to do these songs and sort of turn them into my own versions, I don't want to be this person that just does that. I want the original singers and the writers to know that I really do care and I really do respect all the hard work they've put in, and it's important to get their blessing too. So my team works really hard to track them down and to let them hear the version and just say, yeah, that's cool, man, thank you, or get out of here, you're not doing that. But so far, we've been blessed and we've been able to do them.
Well, both Great Southern Land and You're the Voice, you know, they're testament to the effort that you do put in.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Really is something special. We played both of them this morning, and I've already had a couple of phone calls about them. So, Mitch, getting back to your tour, where do you go? How many of the 100 have you got down so far?
Not enough.
Not enough.
Look, we've done a few. I've been, we kicked on in, obviously, in Victoria, then went to Central West New South Wales, then left the car in Canberra, flew to Cambodia, did a run of shows there, flew back to Canberra, back out into regional New South Wales, and drove back to Melbourne, and here we are out in Victoria. I think this is week two, and then we hit Seymour, I think, Monday morning on the way to Sydney and do New South Wales for another 2 weeks amongst flying in and out of Sunshine Coast, and just keep the ball rolling, keep the momentum alive. But you know what? The main thing for me right now is just ducking and weaving, sneezing and coughing.
Yeah, fair enough. I can imagine what it's like. You're not doing this tour to get away from the five females you got at home.
Oh, look, they're with me in and out of the tour, so it's beautiful. My wife, the voice of Lele, she's on the road doing selected shows as well. She's got an incredible show. She's touring amongst the Wollumbah Youth Tour, and our eldest daughter, she does BVs here and there for larger gigs and festivals. So, and the younger two, they're in and out of the car, in and out of tour, rocking out behind the scenes as well. And then we've got our second eldest who's out there becoming a lash technician. If you don't know what that is, it's all about putting eyelashes on. So she's rocking out and doing that whilst going to school. So she's getting in there early, in the game early. So we're really proud of her as well.
Well, it's fantastic you can get to incorporate so much of your family into what you're doing.
And it's great. As long as I'm not the test dummy, I said to him, look, I don't want any lashes on me where if the wind catches me, I'll blow away. We can't do that.
Mitch, with such a schedule, it must be hard to work in recording and performing away from the youth tour.
Yeah, look, it's one big chaotic juggle, but we're managing, and I actually just got some more dates yesterday from where I'm in the studio in between the crazy tour, and we're you know, getting work ready to go to release in the next couple of months. We've got a massive drop of music coming. It's an endless, relentless pursuit of just running on purpose and just trying our best to just put this positive message out to the world and get to people whilst writing music to keep the ball going. It's just, it's endless, but it's a beautiful endless as long as, you know, you've got family time and you can incorporate those moments, because there's no point in working hard and putting all effort in to reaching other people if you're not having that time with your family. So it's a big juggle, and we're just doing our best to, if they chuck me any more balls, I said, look, I can juggle three, but I don't know about 10, but there we go.
And the response to the tour so far?
Look, it's been out of this world, to be honest. I've, had rooms full of like 1,300 youth and said, look, if 10 people want to come on the stage and have a party, let's go, and ended up with about 50, and Ben has trampled and the whole nine, and then I've jumped in the mosh pit with the kids and caught my microphone back in my lip, and the kids are looking at me like, oh my God, are you all right? And there's just blood pouring out of my lip, and I'm like, it's all good, let's do this. And we've had some amazing, amazing, profound questions, and we've had some incredible moments where young people have reached out to us online and just shared what they're currently going through and what they're up against and how, you know, what we sort of brought and the stories that we brought has been able to, you know, impact them and just let them know they're not alone. So, I mean, whilst it's a massive party, the beautiful thing is there's this beautiful undercurrent that's happening through the party where kids are hearing the messages and the stories and they're really resonating. And they're not only learning about our culture and language, but they're just learning about, you know, you think life can throw you some curveballs and you can get through it. And, you know, you can dare to be different and dare to be yourself, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mitch, I've seen some of the comments the kids have put up on YouTube, watching some of your videos, etc., and they get a lot out of it. And I've actually seen some footage of one of your shows, and they were just so much a part of the whole scenario.
Oh, look, it's been, like I said, it's just been out of this world. You know, whether you're rocking out with a small crew or, you know, a few thousand, the energy's been amazing, and you see the little faces, and as long as they're into it and having a good time, that's all that matters. And I mean, there's been moments where I've gone and jumped into the crowd, and it's been that intense, I've lost my footing, I've KO'd, and it's just been, it's been wild. And I get picked up by the kids and we go again.
Incredible.
But along the way, I've got to say, to put it out there to any parents that's concerned, don't worry, because I'm getting good at this OH&S stuff. Before we do this, Didges are moved, banners are moved, the stage is clear, there's nothing to trip over, and we're ready to go.
And you've got your public liability insurance all paid up.
Got it all. I'm ready to rock.
Mitch, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you this morning, mate. I'd love to catch up with you again after you've been to Wallen and get some reaction for it, and we'll work on that. But look, all the best. I think what you're doing is absolutely wonderful, and people that can find the footage of some of these things on YouTube, please go and have a look, because it's quite amazing.
Look, it's been incredible, and I can't thank you enough for playing my music this morning and getting behind what we're doing. You know, the power that radio has, I don't, you know, doubt it or discount it for a second. So I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, play my music. And to anyone out there that's listened this morning and enjoyed it, thank you so much. And parents, if you're there in Wallen, please, tomorrow, pack an extra water bottle, because I'm telling you, we're about to party.
You're going to expend a bit of energy. 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and then again at 11:30 a.m. till 2:10 p.m. at the Wallen Primary School, 42 Queen Street. In the staff car park.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Woo!
Woohoo! Mitch Tambo, thanks a lot, mate. It's been terrific talking to you. And as I say, what you're doing is absolutely fantastic, and I wish you all the very best of luck with the remainder of the tour.
Thanks so much. Take care. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mitch. Mitch Tambo there on OKR.